That is Aaron Boone on the ace that is Garrett Crochet, or I'm assuming that it's Aaron Boone. That's not AI Aaron Boone, is it, Chime? I have no idea now.
Don't believe so.
I can't tell.
Got to double check those things.
So I'm going to have to check while watching this evening or while listening.
Just like
this
I wasn't sure if Bill Belichick was actually making out with his girlfriend on the sidelines before the game.
We back on the popular mechanics channel this evening for the game, Curtis.
That's right.
You know, it's free over here. I don't know if anybody knows that or not, but we offer the Red Sox programming free of charge on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. No QR code needed. Don't have to put your phone up to the radio.
Yep.
You can just sit yourself down in luxury and listen for free. So,
who do you think it is? Is it Paul O'Neill, Scott Brosius, Derek Jeter? Who throws out the first pitch tonight at Yankee Stadium?
Great question. Do I have to hear Frank Sinatra sing New York, New York?
Yes, you do. Yeah. Unfortunately, you do.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not going to be Chuck Knoblauch.
No, it won't be that.
Might have an issue getting it there.
Yeah. Could be Jeter. What's Jeter doing these days?
Well, is Derek Jeter on television? Is he doing a
Fox? There are no all the wild card games are on ESPN.
Okay,
so he would be free tonight.
They'd be free.
Okay, well, let's open up the Window World of Boston weather window for the official keeper of the window, Chris Curtis, and the forecast for today here and, of course, in New York.
All right, we'll start here. 67 degrees, cloudy skies in Boston, afternoon high 73 in New York City, the Bronx. John Curtis, born and raised in the Bronx.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. Got a half scholarship academic, half scholarship medical school. He was going to be a doctor, and then he decided to make money.
Hmm.
79 degrees is the afternoon high here in beautiful, or in the Bronx, New York.
And you're saying that your career at Rivers shows that athletic ability skipped a generation. Is that correct?
Yep. I mean, you don't get back-to-back Most Improved Player awards very easily. So
no, it's tough
it's
to
impressive,
do.
It's impressive, actually.
That is impressive.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of room to grow.
All right. Well, we got a 6:08 first pitch this evening.
Love that stuff.
And pregame gets underway at 5. And
I get to watch James's first playoff baseball game tonight.
Mm, there you go.
We're going to keep score, and we're going to call Len Caird. We'll FaceTime.
Yeah, get you some dogs, man. Throw some dogs on the grill. You got a grill at your crib?
No, we have a thingamajig.
All right. Yeah, throw some dogs on the thingamajig.
I will.
You know? really
sorry,
enjoy.
Just order some hot dogs.
Yeah, you never want to order hot dogs.
No.
They could walk to Sullivan's, though, get a nice dog there.
We could. He loves himself.
Yeah, but then you got to walk back. How's, you know.
Drive over.
I feel like the dogs are meant to be eaten right away.
James has a wagon now. It's great.
Perfect time, though, game-wise, start time for game eats. Like, 6:08 is great.
That's a great time.
I love it.
Perfect. I watch all the Red Sox games would start at that
Greg
time.
Greg could have first dinner and second dinner.
Yeah.
That is such
That's
a good
100%
time.
100% correct, Curtis.
Oh, you know, game's over by, what, 8:40?
Although DM's made some of her banana chocolate chip cookies on Sunday.
You didn't bring any in?
And I didn't want to.
Damn, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best thing going ever.
Banana and chocolate is an all-time combo.
Yeah. You have to get the old brown banana
OBV.
But the thing is.
Is that what she has you saved in her phone as?
Old soft banana.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, share that recipe. Also, your easy bake lasagna last night looked great.
With the blush sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't lasagna, by the way. I mean, I don't want to be picky.
It was like baked ziti, isn't it?
Oh, my apologies.
Baked ziti.
Yeah. Greg's easy baked ziti.
You got the ragout in there. Oh. Secret ingredient is olive oil.
There it is.
Thank you.
We love the easy bake.
Look at that thing.
Give me a boom. Really,
you know what the best thing about that is, Shime?
Not AI generated, baby.
No, I was going to say leftovers for me.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
Now, with a baked CD, do you prefer to eat it cold right out of the fridge or heat it back up?
I will reheat that.
Okay. Yeah.
And you are eating that cold while it's reheating. Yeah. Let's not lie.
He leaves a fork in it like it's a pie, Curtis.
I may, if the mood strikes, prior to microwave, I may add bonus cheese.
Always.
Everybody adds bonus cheese.
Two days with the macaroni, then that's it.
What are you talking about? That thing will last all week.
Yeah.
No, you don't, like.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Ugh, I hate hard macaroni.
That's the whole point of the whole thing.
No, 2 days, you got your nice, you know, usually when you make it, you got that 24 hours, and then maybe I give you one more day, and then after that, macaroni is like.
Be honest, how many servings did you have last night?
I had only one. Oh, I really only had one.
How big was your portion, though? Is it like a third of the tray?
There's like 3/4 of that pan left in the fridge as we speak. Right.
Did you put beef in there?
No.
No meat?
No protein.
Oh, okay.
And most people, you claim to be Italian. People don't really generally put protein in the baked ziti.
Carbo-loading.
It's a no-no.
The jiggle all the way 5K already.
It's known among Italians that you don't do that.
Yeah, I didn't used to eat meat in my lasagna until my wife's mother introduced me to lasagna with meat. And then I was like, wow.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I was like this.
Was it love at first bite?
It was. She put lasagna, pepperoni, mushrooms, like all types of stuff. Because I've always eaten lasagna, and it's always just been ricotta and just, you know, levels of cheese. Mm-hmm. And then when I finally got meat in it, I was like, wow, this is pretty good.
Well, some people just who aren't that experienced when it comes to cooking will just like throw all that stuff in. I pan it up first. So I cook the ziti, mm-hmm. then I put the ricotta in, then I put the sauce in.
But Greg, that's so freak. You didn't make the sauce. Like, you're not even cooking.
How do you know I didn't make a blush sauce?
I know you didn't.
Oh, okay. I didn't. You're right. But Rao's is better, I think, than what you can probably make
and
at home.
And boom, you throw it in
Rao's.
The oven.
Is it Rao's or Rao's?
I never know.
I never know. It's a new restaurant in New York.
Yeah.
I don't like New York. All right. Let's, if we could, get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
6:15 in the morning. Went to sleep thinking about Greg's baked ziti. Woke up thinking about Greg's baked ziti. Man, that thing looked good.
Mm. And the thing is, it's endless. Like, I mean, if I want to have that for lunch and dinner tonight during the game, I can do that.
Yes, you can.
Now, that's a doubleheader we can get behind.
And honestly, Curtis, in this economy, that baby, what do you think that cost me, like 30 cents a square foot? I mean, that is delicious.
I don't even want to know what the Rao's sauce costs in the seaport.
In this economy?
What's going on with Thornton on Kansas City Chiefs? He's got 9 receptions already in 3 games, 2 touchdowns, 19 yards a catch. I think he had, 19 catches the whole season for the Patriots, so 11 yards an average, 2 touchdowns for the whole year. What we lost on that guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Mahomes is pretty good.
He is pretty good.
But Drake's good.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Drake would have made him this year. And I'm not saying that.
I mean, you agree with Ty that he's currently top 15 in the NFL?
He's playing like it, yeah. Yeah. 100%. By every statistical category, he's actually top 10. But yeah. I would agree with Ty.
CBS had him, CBS Sports or whatever, had him 12.
I think that's a great spot.
Like, you like that spot?
Yeah, and I think at the end of the season, if he is in that 10 to 12 range, like, Patriots fans should be very excited for what's to come.
Brewing quarterback controversy, apparently, with the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, yeah. Looks like the island is rising from the ocean over there.
The island is Alcatraz. That's what the island is.
Big controversy between the guy they paid $7 million for 2 years and the guy they paid $250 million.
Hey, those Frisco people over there, they're starting to ask the question.
Uh-huh.
They are really, like, they're packing their bags they are heading to that island.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
trade Purdy to the Jets.
They are heading to the island in the Bay Area. Wow, I couldn't believe all the people I saw talking about it.
Well, people are, like, they're asking the question out loud, who will be our starting franchise quarterback going forward?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
And to be fair, Scheim said that Mac was not a quarterback in the NFL. We can all agree he clearly is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Maybe with Kyle Shanahan, put him on the Jets and it looks worse than Justin Fields.
You know, it doesn't surprise me that Mr. Wiggins doesn't know what Ticketmaster is, considering he won't go to a concert or sporting event unless the tickets are comped.
That is very true. I do know what Ticketmaster is, but I didn't realize that the teams could.
They can't. Major League Baseball needs to step in this one. That's just ridiculous. And it's not good for the game, as I said earlier.
Right.
Like, you don't want Sox fans there tonight making some noise, enjoying the experience? Like, what?
I just love it how pathetic it makes the Yankees look. Like, you children. Yeah.
And they'll try to say, well, we're just trying to amp up, you know, the home field advantage, and we have every right to, but that's
But why doesn't every team do that in every sport if that's the case? I didn't even know that could be done.
How about you just hope that your fans pay for the tickets?
Right.
Imagine an L.A. team did that. The stadium would be empty.
Yeah.
My boy Shine coming through with the stats from my boy Bayo. Let's go. Love you, Shine.
Is that a Ken note?
Good info this morning during your lead chime for tomorrow night and Baby Pedro.
Yeah, 3-1 with a 1-0 decision in 5 appearances at Yankee Stadium. He has under a 1.5 ERA and averages over 6 innings pitched an outing.
Pretty good.
So very excited for Bayo in game 2.
Just stay away from the judge.
And then I guess should it get to game 3? I don't know that Breslow was full confidence on Connolly early.
No.
So
I don't know what he's going to do on that one.
Yeah. And John Henry not in New York.
Where do you think he is?
Well, could be anywhere. Pittsburgh.
I mean, Liverpool's at the top of the table, Curtis.
Yeah. EPL.
Hey, Curtis, can you give me a weather report? I'm going to be mowing my lawn later. I want to know if I'll be sweltering in the heat. Thank you.
Perfect day for it. Great question. Going to be in the low to mid-70s.
And here's Jerome with the 2002 medical update.
When I was playing, you know, got tore, ruptured Achilles, you know, down a year, so it's still the same now, 25 years later, right?
It is.
That was awful.
It was.
You're like living so far behind in every category.
Who's done it?
You're like, what's the difference between a cartoon and an AI CGI.
Show like, me a guy who's came back in less than a year from an Achilles injury.
It's never happened, but they're saying that the way in which Jason Tatum.
I showed you one. Kobe Bryant was back in 8 months.
Cam Akers, the running back for the LA Rams, Wiggy. He got out. He was popped it in week 1 and was back in the playoffs.
I remember him. And the Kobe situation, Kobe came back the next year and played in 6 games. Let's not.
Oh, okay.
All right.
But it was 8 months back.
No, it was,
I mean, it was 8 months from injury to being back playing in the NBA.
I don't know the exact first game. So,
it was eight months.
All right, so he played in 6 games. Yeah. So then what happened to the rest of the games that he missed?
You realize that there are advancements when it comes to modern medicine.
Yeah, I do. But there are some injuries that look at Aaron Rodgers, that it just takes you a year. It's just, and then when Cam Akers came back, Shime, I remember that playoff game. He didn't look the same.
No, Aaron Rodgers
came
100%,
back very quickly.
Yeah.
Because he did, well, I mean, he was ready to go. He was talking about if they were.
Well, he was talking.
He claimed.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't
talking
ready.
About if they were going to be a playoff team, that he would be back.
Yeah, he says a lot of things. Right. He wasn't on the field.
No.
Well, I guess we found out Wiggy probably bullied a few kids with glasses back in the day.
I don't know what that is based on, but.
I was never a bully.
No,
I didn't.
You don't seem like that.
No,
kind of
no,
person.
I was
just at the buffet.
Besides the buffet, I was definitely a trash talker. Like,
I think that's what they were talking about the Jalen Brown stuff.
Yeah, I did clown on you. That was something, but that's not bullying.
Well, you said if Jalen Brown were your teammate, you would be all over him, over the synthetic basketballs made of trash.
Yes.
Can you just picture Wiggy in the locker room doing the Greg nerd voice right to Jalen Brown's face?
Yeah, I would. Oh man, I would have rode pause Jalen so hard. Come on, man. I would literally brought in trash. I would have brought. I say, hey Jalen, I'm about to throw this away, man. You want it? You need this trash right here? Oh man, it would have been fun though.
I don't know what's more priceless to listen to, but it's got to be either Curtis dealing with Jackson when Greg's not there, or Greg trying to decipher what's going through Wiggy's pop brain.
It is true.
No, my brain is.
Your brain is what?
I feel like I'm the one most logical on the show. Most worldly and understanding and logical of what's going on.
Worldly.
Yeah, like worldly of what's going on all over the world, not just in Gaza. I know what's going on. I spank you with my wand.
What's going on?
I know what's going on in the ATL right now. That's cap.
That's not worldly. That's the United States of America.
Oh, okay. I know.
Yeah, and Cliffs Kingsbury.
I know what's going on in Europe.
You seem to be obsessed with Atlanta.
I do love Atlanta. Why is one of them corn fred country boys. I mean, have you not been there?
What is
A, the wings are spectacular. Black strip clubs. You know, I F with their music, even though I'm a northern and I love southern music.
Very welcoming once you get past the pat down of the cavity search.
Oh, that's what you do in any strip club, Curtis.
Holy
you go
cow,
in.
They were grabbing.
Yeah, well, you got to make sure no one's got any weapons.
I mean
especially,
like one.
Especially in this society with all these mass shooters.
So then Travion Henderson's never allowed it.
You never see, hey, listen, you never see a strip club get shot up.
That's true.
I think on yesterday's show, I brought up Ponce de, Leon, and Wiggy knew it was a street in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing.
I went to school out there.
Athens.
Yes, I went to school, and I lived in Atlanta. I know, you know, I don't know a ton of Miami stuff, or I do like Houston. L.A., I love the In-N-Out Burger. Dubai, we all know how I feel about Dubai.
We love Dubai.
Right, and the Saudis.
How about the chocolate?
He's a fan of the Dubai chocolate.
Yeah. Dubai and Saudis are two different things.
Yeah, not code.
Are they two different things? The Saudis and Dubai?
Those are two different places.
Oh, well.
You're very worldly, though.
But aren't they all in the, like, kind of like, aren't they all in the same
area?
Well, Israel and Gaza are near each other. They don't really get along.
No, I'm not saying whether or not they get along, but aren't they all in this, isn't Saudi and Dubai, aren't they all in, like, the same continent or country?
Not the same. They're two different countries, but yes.
Saudi Arabia is its own country.
Dubai is.
They were all in the Middle East, though, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So, I mean, I was right. Yep. Spot on. They're all in the Middle East.
Got the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Got the Far East.
Yeah, I believe that's Asia, right?
Technically, the Middle East is also in Asia.
Okay.
Yeah. You got the Near East.
I didn't know. You're really
showing off the worldly knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know what the Near East is. I can't help you on that one.
This message is for the diehard Sox fans. Just want to give you a little math. 162 games. The average game is 158 minutes. Totals 25,596 minutes. So that means you wasted 426 hours of your life. And you know how many angry Principal Dave lost? Zero. Did not watch one full game this year. But I'll be into the playoffs watching each and every one of them. You diehards. Grow up. Shime stinks.
Yeah, kind of an odd flex there, but I guess he wants you to know that he's a bandwagon fan. Yep. That's okay.
I think there's a lot of bandwagon Sox fans out there.
Probably a lot.
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
And now, another segment of the... Wait. What if Hill Notes guy is AI generated? I'm coming for you, Greg.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. Try to look at these things with an eye toward the future and what might happen. And so sometimes you need to be concerned about the human race. I know nobody else cares, but you start replacing the actors and the actresses and the doctors and the nurses. And who knows? Pretty soon, nobody has a job anymore.
I know you were there for it, so I'll ask the question.
Go ahead.
Were you this concerned about all the guys who took care of the horses when the car was invented?
I thought you were going to ask about operators, like the 411 people.
I thought about asking about the abacus when the calculator was invented. But
411.
Bring back operators, though.
No.
Like, yes. And bring them back for customer service. Like, the worst and most annoying thing ever is when
careful,
you're...
Courtney.
Is when you're trying to get help and it's all press 1 for this, press 2 for this, enter your card number instead of actually talking to a real person.
Just keep hitting 0.
What about movie phone?
Movie phone.
If you wanted somebody's phone number?
Yes.
In my day, you used to have to dial 411 and the operator would say hello and you would say, "In Bill Ricka, please," and she would say yes, and you would say, "Courtney Cox."
Yeah.
And then she'd say, "Hold on. Look up your phone number," and then give you the phone number, and then you would write it down on a piece of paper so as to be able to make a rotary dial phone call to somebody else. Imagine how much time and effort that took up.
That's why dating's not as good anymore, first and foremost. But also, like, What if there were multiple Courtney Coxes?
I think
Bajorka?
They gave. So
you'd,
I,
you'd have to give the street.
Yeah, yeah, the street address.
Yeah, didn't have it.
Well, they
your
would give
SOL.
You. Oh. They would give you like, hey, I have four
right.
Courtney
I got
Coxes.
Four
here.
Courtney Coxes.
You know,
didn't they at one point? Like,
I would
have
say,
to
give me all
things?
The Cox. What?
Didn't they at one point have to unplug things and plug back in, like on the different circuits or whatever?
Oh, that was if they were connecting your calls.
Oh, yeah,
that
right?
Was,
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
You're going back to like the
1920s. You're thinking of Argo.
I mean, Greg was there for it. That's
yeah,
why I asked
yeah,
him.
You're going back to like
Argo, great movie.
The 1920s.
Movie. That'll do it today, Greg.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.